Good morning. The front that brought all the showers and thunderstorms yesterday, with severe weather across a large part of interior New York and New England, is now making its way through the area with some leftover rain showers. Otherwise, lots of clouds still left over behind this system, and we'll continue to see the threat for a few showers into the morning hours. By this afternoon, we'll have some breaks of sunshine, but still the risk at a couple of showers and thunderstorms, even as the humidity comes down from yesterday. High temperatures will still be on the mild to warm side and generally in the lower to middle 80s. We'll continue the drying trend as high pressure builds in tonight with partly cloudy skies. It'll be cooler with lows in the mid-50s. Refreshing tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, low humidity with highs in the mid-70s. And high pressure will hang on for one more day, keeping it dry and mostly sunny on Friday. Clouds roll in late in the day, but highs will still make it into the middle and upper 70s. The next storm system will make a run at us from the Ohio Valley late Friday night and into the day on Saturday. A good chance of rain overnight into Saturday morning, and then scattered showers with perhaps some breaks of sunshine by Saturday afternoon. Still, with the thicker clouds the first part of the day, high temperatures on Saturday will be held back and only around 70. Scattered showers in the forecast for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe storms across western and central Oklahoma, north Texas, and a small portion of southern Kansas, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms extending from parts of western Nebraska southward into north Texas, southwestern Missouri, and western Arkansas. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Beryl. Beryl is now located 25 miles north-northeast of Charleston, South Carolina, with 35-mile-per-hour winds. Some strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Beryl could regain tropical storm strength later today. Beryl is moving toward the east-northeast near 14 miles per hour. A continued east-northeast motion with an increase in forward speed is expected during the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Beryl is expected to move off the coast of South Carolina later today and along or just off the coast of South and North Carolina through this evening. Dangerous surf conditions, including rip currents, are possible along the coasts of South and North Carolina through today, along with heavy rain. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida at 2:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, at 9:19 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 114 daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Mountain View, Arkansas. The 94-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1991 by 6 degrees. There were two daily record lows at Judith Gap, Montana. It was 28 degrees, and this is 1 degree colder than the record set in 1989. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 67 degrees, the dew point 65, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer holding steady at 29.74 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 79, that's 17 degrees above normal. There was 1.40 inches of rain yesterday in Albany for the month, now 6.03 inches, which is 2.68 inches above normal, and 13.80 inches for the year, which is now 72 hundredths of an inch below normal. There were 14 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 64, that's 44 above normal, and 72 for the season, which is 48 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low 52, the record high 92 set in 1987, and the record low 33 in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:26 p.m. 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and mild today with lower humidity, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s, back into the 40s across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few scattered showers today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, more comfortable with highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds late in the day Friday in the mid to upper 70s. A good chance of rain Saturday morning, a scattered shower with breaks of sunshine in the afternoon around 70. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with a chance of showers all 3 days and highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.